The rabbis say the world depends on three things: Torah, worship, and acts of kindness. In the morning service, we recite a bunch of limitless commandments from the Mishnah, including sharing our crops with the poor and performing acts of kindness. Also, a bunch of commandments with a double reward from the Talmud, including hospitality to guests, visiting the sick, burying the dead, and making peace between people. What's implied is that these commandments are more important than the rest. The Hebrew word for charity is tzedakah. At the upcoming high holidays, you know, we have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur coming up in a few weeks, when God gives us our annual assessment, the tradition is that three things soften the evaluation: teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, repentance, prayer, and charity. The word tzedakah is formed from tzedek, justice, by the addition of a suffix. That is, charity is an extension of justice. Charity is a fuller development of justice. But tzedakah does not mean exactly what the English word charity means. Charity is an option, but tzedakah is an obligation. Tzedakah really means justice for the poor. Everyone knows Judaism includes complicated food laws. Why would God care what we eat? I think it has an ethical purpose. At the Passover feast, we hold up the unleavened bread and declare, "This is the bread of poverty. Let all the hungry come and eat." On the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, when we're fasting, we read Isaiah 58, where God says, "I'm sick and tired of your fasting. Instead of all this fancy fasting, why don't you share your bread with the hungry?" I love that we read that when we're fasting. I've always been fascinated by the irony of that. In my opinion, the main reason for the dietary code is to develop our compassion for the hungry. When everybody in the world has enough to eat, on that day, all foods will be kosher. That's my personal view. The Torah imposes the death penalty for a wide range of offenses, but the rabbis make the death penalty practically unenforceable, either by defining the crime so narrowly that the circumstances will never fit, or by raising the standards of evidence so high that you can never get a conviction, or by declaring that in a particular type of case, the execution will be carried out by God, not by any human agency. And if God neglects to put this evildoer to death, oh well, God must have reasons. The prophet Ezekiel says, "I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from their way and live." A puzzling biblical verse is Deuteronomy 16:20, "Justice, justice you shall pursue." Why does the word justice appear twice? And remember, this is the word of God. There can be no redundancy. If a word occurs twice, there's a reason. The Talmud says it's because there are two kinds of justice: the strict justice of rights and obligations, and the flexible justice of conciliation and compromise. For example, if two boats approach each other in a narrow canal, or two camels approach each other on a mountain path, no one can say abstractly which has the right of way. But if neither one yields to the other, they'll be stuck there forever.